Some years ago, I was having a drink with a friend of mine in London, a successful television playwright, who had, however, at the time, suffered a few uncomplimentary reviews. We'd been chatting casually about trivial matters that had nothing to do with his work or mine, when, without warning, we were into theology. "You know a bit," he said, "about religion." "Not much," I said. "Well, I've read somewhere that life ends with the four last things. You've heard of them?" "I have." "So remind me, there's death, heaven, hell. What's the other one?" "Judgment," I said. He groaned. "Ah, yes, I knew there was one I couldn't stand." I said I was surprised he didn't consider hell to be the worst of the last big four. "No," he said, "hell for him was a fantasy, however ghastly. He couldn't picture himself being there, or indeed in heaven for that matter. But he could picture judgment, his whole life being scrutinized. It would be an extreme version of what he went through every time a play of his was broadcast, waiting for his ideas and his technique to be assessed and judged by the critics. The fact that many of them regularly approved of his work did not relieve his anxiety. I tried to persuade him that the kind of judgment we were talking about here was at odds with the scenario that bothered him. In Matthew's Gospel, Jesus makes clear to his followers that the priority will not be whether they impressed the high priests, or in my friend's case, high critics, by observing rules that such people expected them to observe. As the story tells, none of those who had come to judgment, neither the sheep nor the goats, neither the good nor the not good, had been aware that their link with God, whether or not they were believers, was the same as their link with fellow human beings. "I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you made me welcome." And later, "Insofar as you did this to the least of these brothers of mine, you did it to me." "That's encouraging," said my playwright friend. "So if I buy you another drink, it might do me some good." "It's worth a try," I said.